March 1st, 1995, 9:35 a.m. Jura 620. My skin jumped. I hated being a number, getting a nervous twitch every time I heard 620 called out, suddenly, sharply, like a summons to Judgment Day, with a big voice booming. You're just a number, sinner, and your number is up. The eyes of my fellow jurors swept over me, then dropped as I glanced around nervously. My stomach lurched, and I suddenly felt queasy. To this day, I don't know if I suspected what was coming, but I had premonitions, some bad dreams. Powerful people had laid the evil eye on me, and one of them had hurt me bad already. Juror 620, Judge Ito wants to see you in his chambers. Dita Robinson, a pleasant-looking sister in her 30s, Judge Ito's assistant, stood in the doorway of the ninth-floor jury room, smiling. As my eyes met hers, she made the tiniest shrug, as if to say, "Sorry, time to face the music." As I followed Dita Robinson down the hall to Judge Ito's chambers, my mind was racing. What did the judge want? What had I done? I had a strong feeling it had something to do with the jury's recent weekend field trip to Brentwood. What a weird experience it had been. Finally, we'd seen the very spot where Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman had been murdered, then toured O.J.'s Rockingham Estate. As I thought back on that day, I remembered a face that glared at me, the face of Prosecutor Christopher Darden. Darden had been standing in the living room of Nicole's condominium as I walked in the door with a group of jurors. Right next to him was Johnny Cochran. I remember Cochran looking at me quizzically, then shifting his glance away. But Darden's eyes locked onto mine, glowering. He didn't like what he was seeing, but I didn't know why. When the police bus rolled up to O.J.'s estate, we stood up and were filing out when Judge Ito suddenly appeared. He got on the bus, actually bucking the line, headed the other way, and calling out something like, "Jurors, give me your attention, please. I want to warn you that when you enter Mr. Simpson's house, you'll see that there are a lot of photos, but I don't want you stopping to look at them closely. Is that clear?" Everybody mumbled, "Yes, Judge, yes, sir." Once inside, I momentarily forgot Judge Ito's warning. I walked in the door and was riveted by the immense wall display of framed photos showing O.J. with the rich and the famous, with family and friends. In his football days, there were photos all over the house. Now, as Dita Robinson and I approached Judge Ito's chambers, I thought, man, it couldn't be that. Do they think that I couldn't make a fair judgment of O.J. just because I looked at a couple of pictures? Dita knocked, then opened the door and stepped aside, motioning me in. Suddenly, I felt like I was on trial as I walked into the room and I saw some of the most famous faces in America staring back at me. Marsha Clark, Chris Darden, Robert Shapiro, Judge Ito, and Johnny Cochran. Man, oh man, this looked heavy. I thought of four jurors who had been ordered off the jury. Was I next? Two of those jurors I'd never gotten to know. They were gone so early in the trial. But Jeanette Harris? Now there's a woman I'd never forget. No one involved in the O.J. trial would ever forget juror number 309 and her bombshell media revelation.